You are listening to Viewpoints from PlaceCloud. Cultural researchers tell stories of places from around the world. For the full multimedia experience and to support the creators you enjoy, visit placecloud.io.
Boundary Monument 1 is an intriguing landmark at the terminus of Roosevelt Road, embodying a piece of international history on the boundary between Canada and the United States. This modest park serves as a point of interest, built around Monument 1, the westernmost marker on the 49th parallel, or the first, depending on your direction, making it the last physical marker on this part of the border between the two countries. The large ornamental obelisk, crafted in Scotland, embarked on a journey by ship around the treacherous Cape Horn. It was finally installed here in 1865. Standing tall at the edge of the land border, it not only marks a physical boundary, but also celebrates the collaborative efforts in defining the line between two nations. Beyond the monument, the boundary line continues west. It runs discreetly behind the monument, skirting the edge of a house in Canada, before making a steep descent through dense shrubbery, down a bluff, to the beach. At the base of this bluff, the boundary reemerges from the thick foliage beside a drainpipe. From the beach, the boundary continues across the sand and straight through Range Tower B, which stands just offshore. Tsawwassen, British Columbia's ferry terminal, extends prominently from the shore, concluding just a hair shy of the 49th parallel. Range Tower A can be seen almost a mile further out into the water, visible through the legs of Tower B. Despite the boundary line's continued journey across the water, it soon becomes invisible to the casual observer. The line progresses, passing a light tower on the Canadian side, which serves as a guide for ferries heading into port. Roughly 8 miles further, the international boundary veers sharply south, leaving the 49th parallel behind. It zigzags between a series of islands, threading its way out through the Strait of Juan de Fuca. Eventually, it meets the expansive Pacific Ocean, where it seemingly dissolves into the vast open waters.